You can deny all the things I've seen, all the things I've discovered, but not for much longer. Because too many others know what's happening out there.
I want to believe.
Hi, this is David Duchovny, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 Burnaby.
By Voices on CGSF 90.1 FM and CGSF.ca. Thank you for listening. It's the Noise of Carpet Radio broadcasting to you from Burnaby, British Columbia. Hanging in today is Todd from the Blurred Crusade.
Hey, thanks for having me, Mike.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. You follow along from Democracy Now! Every Wednesday, and you also, your show is rerun on Thursday nights, is it?
Yeah, so every Wednesday at noon, at okay. High noon, and the repeat's Thursday at midnight.
Right, okay. So do you ever stick up and stay up and have a listen on Thursday at midnight?
I always do.
Oh, you always do? Oh,
I'm obsessed with my show.
Oh, so. There you go. That's good. That's why it's so professional, I suppose. So how do I convince management to play my show twice in a week?
Or
is it, does it have to get more professional?
Chocolates.
Okay, oh, there you go. Okay, that's it? Oh,
not the cheap ones either. Go to Purdy's.
Okay. I'll have to do that. I thought it was just the quality of the show, but I guess it...
You can get a lot done with quality chocolates, Mike.
Okay, all right. So that's a good life lesson. Thank you, Todd. So that was... You heard Greg got a voice with Hot Freaks from B-1000 there. That is my only surviving CD from my break-in in 1995-ish in New Westminster.
What? It's the only one they left?
The only one they left because it was on the coffee table. I was very proud and had my 75 or my 112 CDs up on the mantelpiece right in the window in New Westminster, which is, if you don't live in Vancouver, it's a bit of a tough neighborhood, yeah. This part of town. And it's an old part of town. It used to be the capital of BC, so it's historic, but it's got its issues. And if you walk by and the lights are on, you could see them all in the window there. And this was a time when they had value. And I remember my girlfriend, now wife, calling me at work one night and saying that someone broke in and stole all their CDs, and I was distraught. And this is the only CD that was left because it wasn't up on the mantle.
The sole survivor.
And then sometimes I think, where's that? And I start digging and I think, oh, okay, it must have disappeared in the theft. And so luckily as a youngster and not realizing the ramifications of claiming insurance, I asked my parents, whom I didn't live with at the time, to use their home insurance to replenish my CD collection.
Oh, well, that's how it's done, eh?
Yeah. So, not you know, it's free. It's, I didn't realize that. Hey, they're Their deductible and policy went up by 50% the next year. But yeah, they're so nice, they didn't mention anything. And so luckily, I think I had a 90 or 100 CD credit at A&B Sound.
Nice.
And there was no value on anything, so you could bet you could go and get the best classical CD that was remastered and mastered and super super audio in the day.
So you went down to A&B on Seymour?
That's right, A&B on Seymour. And here in Vancouver, that was the place to be. Seymour Street had all the record stores, including the big ones and the small ones.
I remember it well.
Track Records and Odyssey Imports. And was it Record Collector on the corner, maybe?
Are you talking about downtown?
Yeah, downtown. Yeah, Seymour,
I remember A&A, A&B, Kelly's.
Kelly, right.
Zulu. With
Sam in there.
Quintessence. Right. Sam the Record Man. Yeah. Where was Sam the Record?
It was, I think it was next to A&B. It was really, it was a narrow building, about five or six stories.
Yeah, there were some goodies back then.
There were. We would just go down on Saturday and go straight through the whole lot, you know, from start to finish. And that was really fun. So I ended up with a 100 CD credit at A&B Sound. So I did my reading and went and got 25 Frank Zappa records because they're the best of all time. And they were quite expensive at the time. An average CDs were quite cheaper. If you remember, were they $12 or $15
each? Yeah, something in that range.
And they were, you know, traveling, or, you know, doing a little bit of traveling a little bit later. They were cheap compared to Australia or the UK.
Well, knowing you, Mike, I'm sure you had a very extensive list. You were well organized and you executed your shopping experience.
Well, the problem is I went and bought all the stuff that the critics say you had to own. And so, you know, the amount of Frank Zappa records was just too many to get through. And some of them didn't, for me, you know, as a 25-year-old or 23-year-old, didn't really understand it. I ended up with 10 Resident CDs, which my girlfriend went crazy about. And a lot, I think I probably traded them all in at some point. So I bought, you know, instead of buying what you want, you buy what you're told. And you know, some of them are around for sure, and some of them are really good, and they take time to settle in and for you to understand and for you to mature and sort of, you know, start running parallel with them. But that definitely happened with some of the records.
Yeah, I remember on one of my compilation cassettes, speaking of Zappa, I had the song, I think it was Weasels Rip My Flesh.
Right.
And I was just enamored with the title.
Fantastic.
But I never really great got into titles. Zappa too heavily, but Weasels Rip My Flesh was my fave.
Great name. Yeah, and he's got some fantastic names of albums and songs for sure. What we'll do is we'll roll on. So a little bit of memory lane there for you here. And I suppose every city around the world had a street with record stores. And they're still around. In the UK, apparently, records are out selling CDs for the first time in a while.
Awesome.
Recently. So that's just recent. But let's move on with some music. Thank you for listening. You can send me a message at Noise of Carpet Radio on Instagram, if you like, and please follow if you can. That would be great. I'm not going to be here for the next couple of weeks, so Todd, you're welcome to fill in this hour if you want.
Yeah, you never know. Stranger things have happened.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm going to the UK, so I'm going to be trolling the stores there and seeing if I can find used CDs and many of them and bring them back and play for you guys. So hopefully you can find some good stuff and be able to fit it in the luggage. But we're going to move forward with a band called Heavy Vegetable.
Oh, yeah.
If I can find my cursor. And let's see, where am I? I'm stuck here a little bit. Here we are again. So what we're going to do, we're going to change gears here and play another song by a band from Oregon. The band is called The Spinanes, Todd.
Okay.
And I found, and so play a song called Noel, Jonah, and Me. Again, this is I've played one of their songs before called Spitfire, and this is another track, and it's just two people, a guitarist and a drummer, and they make a good noisy racket. And I think they just put one or two records out in the day. So this is from 1993, and then we'll head back to Heavy Vegetable after that because I think I found my mouse. So thanks for sitting in, Todd.
Noise of Carpet Radio.
Thanks. CJSF 90.1, the Spinanes.
Wesley Willis. He is whipping on a mule's ass with a belt.
And here's Wesley here. Rock and roll McDonald's, Wesley Willis.
McDonald's is a place to rock. It is a restaurant where they buy food to eat. It is a good place to listen to the music. People flock here to get down to the rock music. Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock and roll McDonald's! McDonald's will make you fat. They serve Big Macs. They serve quarter pounders. They will put pounds on you. Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock and roll McDonald's! Are the worst. They are worse than Burger King. A Big Mac has 26 grams of fat. A quarter pounder has 28 grams of fat. Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock over London, rock on Chicago. Wheaties, breakfast of champions.
Don't know what's making you sad. Have you ever felt so alone because no one understands? They ask you, how are you? And you say, I'm tired, because it'll be too much to explain that you're sad. No one understands, even writing it down. Nothing seems to help. The dark days are just dark. We understand. Talk to me or any one of us at the Crisis Intervention and Suicide Prevention Center. Just dial 1-833-456-4566 or visit crisisservicescanada.ca.
Thank you for listening. Wesley Willis, before that, he was a street musician in Chicago when he got a lot of attention, and I think he ended up on Merge Records at some point, and they put out a bunch of his songs in the mid-90s, and he's quite popular. Very simple stuff, cool stuff on the Casio, and singing from the heart.
Very interesting story, too, Mike.
Yeah, for sure. And I think there's some outsider artists, as they call them, from the 90s that we'll get into, including Daniel Johnston and maybe the fellow from East River Pipe at some point. People that have sort of mental health difficulties and challenges, but put out some good music and had some attention and had played some shows at the time. So that was Wesley Willis from Chicago.
Rock and roll McDonald. It kind of makes me want to go through the drive-thru on the way home. I haven't had a Big Mac for a while.
Well, I'll take you through for sure. It's still there and it's still the same.
Super size.
But everything's smaller. Before that was a band called Heavy Vegetable there. That was from 1995. They're from California. The album's called Frisbee. And that song was Song for Wesley. So that's singing about Wesley Willis there.
Very nice.
Our MVP of the night, besides Todd. what's going on? You've got a couple of... couple of band or musical projects in the works right now, Todd. Can you fill us in on those?
Sure. I got a punk rock band called Social Outcast, Social Outcast Vancouver. You can check us out on YouTube. I'm doing a solo project with a very talented musician called J.R. Klein. And the album's going to be called 813, and that will be out sometime within the next 6 months. And I'm also doing an electronica spoken word project with a gentleman named Richard Martinez, who fronts a band called Glove and Ghost. Right. So all that stuff will probably be on my YouTube channel, Social Outcast Vancouver. So you can check that out. Also, you can check me out on my Instagram at Todd McCluskey. And stay tuned for some more great music. And of course, the Blurred Crusade every Wednesday at noon, followed by Noise of Carpet with Mr. Mike Shepherd.
Oh, thanks, Todd. So how do you gear down from a punk aesthetic to an electronic, maybe spoken word?
Age.
Recording. Age. Simple as that.
You just tone down a little bit, and also different moods, and you get a little bit more reflective as time goes on. But I'm kind of growing out of the punk rock stuff a little bit musically as far as writing. Mm-hmm. Age and wisdom and just looking at things at a different perspective. Yeah, evolution. I like to think that anyway.
Okay, excellent. Oh, that's great. Because I have heard, I'm looking forward to your recording with, everything and recording with Richard, the Glove and Ghost fellow.
Well, I've talked to my people and you're getting a signed copy.
Oh, fantastic. Well, there you go. Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. That's awesome. We love free stuff. And as I've said before, and everyone knows out there, that anyone that brings me a record or CD and gives it to me and for me to keep and put in my collection, it gets played for sure. So please,
free is always good.
Free is always good. And so, and remember the chocolates. I remember the tip for the chocolates too. So thank you for listening today. Thank you, Jack of Hearts out there in Merseyside. Hello buddy. Thank you for listening again. Send in a request for me next week, okay? And we're going to finish things up. A band called The Faith Healers. I've always heard of them. I've never listened to them until today. So a couple of albums, not much attention. The critics didn't really like them, but I think they're being reassessed. And so this song's called Heart Fog from, I think, 91 or 92. And I believe they're from Northern UK somewhere. So apologies, I haven't done too much homework on them today because I sort of ran into them this morning as I was having a dig. So this is The Faith Healers, Heart Fog. And if we can, if there's time after that, then we're going to play a song by Lita Husic called Back in the March, which gives you a little bit of energy to move on with your day afterwards. So thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you in about 3 weeks, I guess. Talk to you later. Thanks, Todd.
Thanks, Mike.
You have been listening to The Noise of Carpet Radio on CJSF 90.1 FM and cjsf.ca, and we'll look forward to seeing you again at 1 p.m. next Wednesday. Thanks for listening.